Good morning, and welcome to the Grupo Rotoplas second quarter 2016 results conference call. Please note that today's call is being recorded, and all participants are in a listen-only mode to prevent background noise. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. I would now like to turn the call over to your host for today, Ms. Nayeli Coro, Grupo Rotoplas' Head of Investor Relations. Ms. Coro, please go ahead.
Thank you, and good morning, everyone, and thanks for joining us today. Yesterday, we issued our earnings press release after market close. The release can be found on the IR section of Rotoplas' website. As usual, we have provided slides to supplement our discussion. These slides can also be accessed on our website under Investor Information. Before we start, let me remind everyone that today's discussion contains forward-looking statements based on the environment as we currently see it, and as such, does include risk and uncertainty. Please refer to our press release for more information on specific risk factors that could cause actual results to differ materially. The company disclaims any intention or obligation to update or revise any forward-looking statements, whether as a result of new information, future events, or otherwise. I'm joined today by Mr. Carlos Rojas, Rotoplas' Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Mario Romero, Chief Financial Officer. We'll begin our call with prepared comments and then turn to Q&A. I would like now to turn the call to Mr. Carlos Rojas. Mr. Rojas, please go ahead.
Thank you, Nayeli. Thank you, Nayeli. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining our call today. I would like to begin by giving you some highlights for the first half of the year, and then Mario will review the financial performance for the quarter and year to date. While first semester net sales decreased by 6.9% year-on-year due to weak integrated solution sales, EBITDA margins continued to strengthen. Sales excluding Brazil again continued to perform very well. Revenues from Mexico and other countries excluding Brazil increased 13.7% year-on-year. In Brazil, political and economic conditions affect our sales of water solutions. Brazil for the first half represents 8.7% of our total sales. As stated in our previous calls, we are aware Brazil will not recover in the medium term and will not represent more than 10% of our sales during 2016. Nevertheless, we're working hard to bring the operation to break even by the end of this year by running the operations as efficient as possible. On the upside, we have been able to collect 29% of the accounts receivables from the Brazilian government, benefiting the company cash flow by 9.7% quarter-over-quarter. Turning to Mexico, sales remained flat during the first half of the year. Although individual solution sales, especially through our retail channels, Rotoplas' main core business continue growing at a healthy pace. Budget cuts at the federal level affect sales on integrated solutions. Excluding water fountains, we expect an important second half of the year. Excluding sales through the government channels, sales in Mexico increased by 14.7%. Regarding water purified fountains, in the current year we have won contracts for installation of 1,674 units of 6,000 assigned of a program of 16,000 for 2016. Revenues from these contracts will be reflecting Rotoplas' second half results. The opportunity continues, as to date, only 15% of water fountains have been offered as part of the bidding process for the government contracts, to be completed by 2018 based on the multi-year national wide program. Results from other countries again performed well year to date. The strategy for growth has been to strengthen individual solutions. As part of the strategy, we acquired Calzar in Argentina, leader in the production, distribution, and sales of water heaters under the Señorel brand. The integration process is going according to the plan. We have been able to incorporate more than 45% of the Rotoplas weight while maintaining sales and profitability levels. In addition, in the first half of the year, we completed the acquisition of minority stake in the Chilean Advanced Innovation Center, IAC, and option to increase in 2 years to 51% IEC. 21%. IEC has developed a patent in high impact technology for plasma water sanitation system, which purifies 100% of water contaminated. We have big plans for this technology in the years to come. We're working to include plasma into our products in order to offer a unique competitive advantage to all our countries. As we announced last week, we signed an agreement to acquire 80% of Soluciones y Tratamientos Ecológicos SRSB, CITESA, in Mexico. CITESA operates more than 470 water, wastewater and water recycle plants within Mexico, slowly focused in the commercial segment, such as big box stores, shopping centers, and office buildings. We're waiting for the resolution of COFES in Mexico, and following the board instructions, we will publish the details in transaction once we have all the approvals necessary to close the deal. At this moment, we can comment that CITESA could give short-term synergies to the organic part of Rotoplas business and could boast current water treatment and water recycling plants as we leverage its proved business model into Rotoplas business platform. During the first half of the year, we capitalized our strong offering and well-earned reputations to strengthen our profitability despite economic challenges that negatively affect our revenues. Going forward, we still expect the challenge in the scenario in Brazil that should be mitigated by the expansion in the rest of the country since we operate. And as part of this, our strategy behind integrated solutions, we are transitioning the business to provide water as a service targeting non-government clients. We still have a lot to do on our water fountains, water treatments, and water recycling plants, and the whole water solutions portfolio. With that, let me turn the call over to Mario to take you through our results. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Carlos. Good morning, everyone. I'll now take you through the financials for the second quarter and first semester in more detail. We will then turn the call over to the question and answer period. Net sales remained flat this quarter compared to the same quarter last year. Mexico sales represented 62% of total sales and remained flat. Other countries accounted for 30% of sales and grew 77%, while Brazil just added 8% to the sales and decreased 61% year on year. Individual solutions accounted for 98% of sales and increased 19% compared to the same quarter in 2015, boosted by sales in the retail distribution channel in Mexico and sales increases all across in other countries, partly due to Argentina Farsar acquisition in the second quarter. Integrated solutions contributed only with 2% of sales and decreased 86% due to the continued effect of Brazil's economic and political crisis and the budget cuts in Mexico that deferred the government programs for integrated solutions to the second half of the year, such as rainwater harvesting and outdoor composting bathrooms. Sales from the non-government channels continue to grow at a strong pace, and we expect this will continue throughout the second half of the year. Gross margin increased 340 basis points due to an increase in product prices and an improved sales mix. During this quarter, the results did not benefit from lower resin prices as in previous quarters due to a higher FX that offset raw material cost decline. The net effect was an erosion of 79 basis points. We continue to improve our zero-based budget practice strategy, which has helped mitigate lower sales volume. As a result, operating expenses decreased 60 basis points in the quarter. The EBITDA margin expansion that we saw starting last quarter, it continued well into this quarter, as EBITDA improved to 213 million pesos from 150 million pesos in the second quarter of last year, a 37% increase. Taking out the acquisition effect of Talsar, the increase was 18%. Now looking at our performance for the first 6 months of 2016, sales decreased 7% year-on-year due to the delay of the previously discussed integrated solutions government back sales. On the other hand, individual solutions grew 7% year-on-year and and represented 97% of Grupo sales, while integrated solutions fell 82% year over year. Gross profit margin increased 480 basis points, where raw materials accounted for 118 basis points, and the remainder from an improved sales mix and increasing product prices. Operating expenses for the first semester of the year increased 120 basis points as a percentage of sales due to fixed expenses that are not being fully absorbed due to the lower sales volume, as well as expenses associated with ramping up our U.S. operations. First semester EBITDA increased 29% year over year. Ex-PulseSAR increase was 18%, and EBITDA margin increased by 40%, passing from 10.3% to 14.3%, which represents a 400 basis points expansion. Last 12 months earnings per share increased 41.2% compared to the same period in 2015, demonstrating Rotoplas business model resilience based on diversification in both product and geography, as well as excellent management capabilities. Finally, free cash flow excluding acquisition and stock repurchases was positive for the first half of the year. With that, I would now like to turn the call over to the question and answer session, which will begin with questions from the teleconference, followed by questions received via our website. Operator, please go ahead.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, press star 1 to ask a question. We'll pause for just a moment to allow everyone an opportunity to signal for questions. Take our first question from Adan Rodriguez with GBM.
Hello, Carlos and Mario. Thank you for taking my call. Can you give us a little bit more information regarding the amount of water fountain contracts you expect to win in the remainder of the year?
Good morning, Adan. Today, the way we understand is that the client has been trying to know the providers of water fountains that they can serve these contracts. There are only two companies that we have had a second bid on. Today we have about 28% of the water fountains that they have been assigned. We have got about 28% won. And it's difficult to say, but we feel comfortable that our solution that we are building, because then we have to deliver in the school, install, and start giving maintenance, our client will start now seeing from the different providers the results of each one of us, and we feel confident that we will continue having more contracts. This year, the government has a budget of 16,000 water fountains. They have assigned 6,000. So we are ready to have a good part of that. I hope we feel comfortable that we will get a good amount of them. But it's impossible to say how many.
Okay, thank you. That helps. And regarding guidance, do you have any updates? And if so, can you give us a breakdown? Thank you.
Hello, Adan. This is Mario. The guidance, we are not moving our guidance. We are expecting still, as mentioned, the water fountains that Carlos explained, and rainwater harvesting and outdoor composting bathroom for the second half. So far, things are going good in the retail side. As explained during the conference, government was being delayed for the first half, but we think we have a good chance to execute in the second half regarding government's vaccines.
Okay, thank you, gentlemen. Have a good day.
Thank you, Alan.
The next question is from Ulysses Argo with Santander. Caller, please go ahead. Your line is open. As a reminder, to star one to ask a question, and hearing no response, we'll go to our next question, who is Carlos Perelong with Bank of America, Mexico.
Thank you for the call, Carlos and Mario. Two questions, if I may. First one, with regards to the better sales mix that has increased margins, I believe that those sales are in the individual solutions category. Can you comment as to which products have these higher margins that have been growing faster than the rest of the portfolio, please? And the second is related to acquisitions. Can you comment how much you expect the acquisitions to contribute to EBITDA this year? Thank you.
Hello, Carlos. This is Mario. Thanks for your question. On the first part, just to remind everyone, we split the business in three categories. One is water storage. The second one is water flow. And the third one is water treatment. We see in water treatment and water flow more intense growth than in the previous one. The growth is coming from the new categories such as biodigesters, filters, purifiers, and less from the more mature water storage business. On the second one, on our last call, we mentioned how much we thought Talsar would contribute. We gave a quick guidance that Talsar was a company that roughly was going to sell about 400 million pesos in 2016 and about 120 million pesos in EBITDA. We've been incorporating Talsar's results in the second quarter. So we are going to be capturing around 75% of those results. Regarding Citesa, we're still pending, as Carlos mentioned, from our COFECE approval. Once we have that, we will know how much we'll be capturing on their EBITDA.
Great. Thank you.
The next question is from Fernando Perez with Grupo Versatile Mexicano.
Good morning, Carlos and Mario. I have one question regarding the integrated solution margin. It quite impressed me that you have a 50% EBITDA margin, so I was wondering if you could give me the reason of this. And I have a second question regarding the accounts receivable from Brazil. I want to know if you have any updates, if you have been able to collect some money from Brazil. Thank you.
Fernando, sir, we have some audio problems. Can you repeat the question, please?
Maybe the microphone is just, we are very loud and it was not clear, Fernando, please.
Sure. My first question was regarding the integrated solutions margin. It impressed me that it's a 50% percentage margin, so I was wondering if you could explain the reason of why it's such a large margin. And the second question is regarding the accounts receivable from Brazil. I want to know if you have been able to collect any money from Brazil.
Thanks, Fernando. Now, if I understand well, your question was first to explain why the margin of integrated solution was close to 50%, and the second was on Brazilian accounts receivable. Am I correct?
Exactly.
Okay, well, on the first one, as we've been explaining to them always, integrated solution has not only been focused to government sales, but also to private. We've done some water fountains already, not the ones that we just won on the first half, but also some water treatment plants. All of them are into the private sector. So that's where you're seeing small sales, but very profitable, which is what we've been indicating to the market in the past. On the second one, on accounts receivables of Brazil, as mentioned in previous call, this is a federal government warranty account receivables. We've been able to collect 30% of those account receivables in the first half. We expect to collect about the same in the second half, probably a little less, but and the remainder throughout 2017.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Fernando.
And there are no questions remaining in the queue. As a reminder, to star one to ask a question.
Here I'm receiving a digital question from Ulises Aragote from Santander, which we lost in the call. The first question he makes, that I'm going to read them, is can you share with us your expectations in the behavior of your raw material prices for the second half of the year? And the second one is any further reduction in the number of plants in the horizon? Thanks, Lucius, for your question. On the first one, we've been seeing pretty stable the raw material prices the second quarter. We expect that for the remainder of the year will behave more around the same. The only variable that we are worried about is the FX. There are some macroeconomic events like the Brexit and the U.S. election that could bring some volatility to our currencies. On the second one, at this point, we don't expect any further reduction in the number of plants we have. As you know, we have 23. The last three we opened in the U.S. and the one that we closed in Brazil. So far, the business is going to be running in the second half with those 23. And probably it's worth to mention about the news that we released about a month ago about optimizing our logistics and distribution and manufacturing costs in Argentina, therefore closing one of the three plants that we have in that country. The reason is only economically wise, and we expect some margin expansion coming from that closing. Estimated expansion, it's very small, but everything at top, it's only 10 basis points at the group level.
And there are no questions in the phone queue.
So with that, we conclude our call. We would like to thank you for your time and for your interest in Grupo Rotoplas, and we hope you will join us again next quarter. Until then, we'll be sure we will provide you with important information and updates. Thank you and goodbye.
This concludes today's call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.